This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
We'll be right back. All right, there goes Robiness with Show Me Love, 12 minutes past 40, best bit of music, 9.4, Capital FM. Good afternoon, how are you doing? It's Martin Karaoke in studio.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Yes, you're here.
Are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Charles Kiere is here.
And Wavi is here. And Donkey is here.
These are people who actually exist. Yes, and this is 98.4 Capital FM. Our lights just went off.
Oh, dear.
That means the people in the lift were stuck. Don't worry, guys, we'll get you some help. Listen, 19 floors up, you're stuck in between the 17th and the 19th. You're sour. If there's music in the lift, then you're good.
Yeah, you're good to go.
If there's no music in the lift, you cannot hear us.
Yeah, you can't.
But you'll be okay. Yeah. We have a talented human being in the studio,
oh, yeah,
man.
This friend, man.
This is one of those people I look up to. I don't know why.
You do.
But he's tall.
Yeah, he's tall, yeah.
Yeah. And I look up because he writes. Do you know writing a whole movie? What it's all about as a creative, yeah. I look at him like you're crazy. That's writing. Okay, first, before we go too far, let me just ask him his question, then we move on. Okay, who are you?
They call me Nick Ndeda, but I'll give you a fun fact.
Yeah,
my name is actually Margaret. So, this is the long and short of it. Everyone, including the doctor, was sure that I was going to be a girl. So they said, okay, we'll call her Margaret. And then I came through and they were like, oh my God, Margaret has appendages that do not kind of go with a lady. So my mom was like, okay, think on my feet. And she's like, I like the name Nicholas. And then that's how I ended up being called Nick.
Margaret, okay, we take a short break.
No, call me Meg. Call me Meg, though. Don't call me Margaret.
Listen,
call me Meg.
Meg, if only children could write, they'd have known this is not a girl.
Yes.
Because his handwriting
is
the doctor's handwriting.
Watch out. A spider crawling out of ink.
But it's far much better than mine.
Martin doesn't have, right?
I don't have my I scribble.
Wow.
I just hey. But listen, bro. Welcome back to Capital FM.
Thank you very much.
How have you been?
Oh, I've been great since last time when we had a very, very awesome play at the Jane Barvan in Loresho.
Yes.
Good stuff.
So amazing. By the way, thanks to all the good fortune and the good vibes you guys gave me,
yeah,
I won Best Actor this year.
Well done.
That play.
We told you guys.
Yeah. Well
when done. You come to Capital FM, you win.
But we're winners, man.
We're winners.
Yes.
Not the chapel, but we are winners. Right. So, bro, what have you been up to since you won Best Actor?
Since then, I enjoyed that few seconds of, yay, this is so dope. And then I realized that, okay, that moment is gone.
Yeah.
And we need to focus on something else.
Absolutely.
So, been working on this script for almost 9 to 10 months. It's called Midnight Van.
Oh, wow.
And it has to happen now because the inspiration for this was literally when I was working, when I was on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Every time election time would come around, we used to just call it silly season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because literally, right? People just become so silly. We forget that we are friends, we're lovers, we're partners, we're neighbors, and suddenly it just becomes a tribal thing. You know, it becomes, do you support this person? If you don't, I don't mess with you. And so it rang in my head for so long, and that's actually what made me start writing the script. Yeah,
that's very true, because I remember the time when we were neighbors, Nick wouldn't say where, and when you come late in the evening, the watcher would ask you, so muna support nani?
Exactly, right?
And you look at the watcher like, what's wrong with this guy? And then you all of a sudden, he's your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Nick is here. We were neighbors.
This guy
just changes, man. It becomes something. So yeah, it's silly season.
It's silly season, and it's come around again. And I'm already seeing the same patterns happening
again.
Over and over. So
you know,
like,
the best answer you'd have given him. Una support nani? I'm supporting you.
Allah.
Let him think about it.
That will definitely stop him in his tracks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you need to be clever. But let's go back to this. Is this a movie? What is it?
It is a short film. It's going to be about, let's say, 30, 35 minutes long.
So you wrote 60 commercials. That's it in my brain, because a commercial is 30 seconds.
Okay. 30 seconds, wow. Yeah.
So you sat down in how long? In 9 months?
Yes, well, the first draft, to be honest, took me about 48 hours, and this is without sleeping.
My goodness.
Like, I just literally, because this is how I work as a writer. When I get an idea for something, I have to exhaust it as much as I can at the first moment.
Yeah,
I have it.
Yeah.
Like, have as many variables. The first draft of this, of all my scripts, are terrible. They're always really bad. But kuna idea hapo, I'm like, okay, this thing is kind of going this way. So now, draft number 2, draft number 3, 4, 5, 6. I think we did about 16 drafts of Midnight Van. By the time we got to 16, at least we had a story that makes sense. It has a good beginning. It has a stem. It goes all the way to the end. And yeah, a lot of rewrites.
Did you write it by yourself fully, or did you have other people come in?
So I wrote the first four drafts all by myself. And then from draft five, I partnered with Nice Githinji.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar, actress, nice. Singer.
Yeah, very nice.
Just the best human being ever.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. Oh, she used to do some amazing karaoke.
Oh, she still does.
She still does.
She still does on Saturdays. Come through at the National Theatre.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
It's all right.
Good stuff.
Like, she's so nice, pun intended. And she hit me up, and I and this is kind of embarrassing to say, I had forgotten about this script. When I got to draft number five, I forgot about it because I had so many other projects happening. I had the play that I was doing.
Yeah.
I had my own personal life thing going. So I kind of forgot about it. Then she told me, do you have any scripts that we can figure out? So I sent her like four scripts. In fact, I didn't even think she'd pick Midnight Van. I had another one, which I was really, and she was like, nah, that sucks. So let's do this Midnight Van. And then we started talking more about it, and we're like, yeah, because the elections are coming, and people always act the same way. People react the same way whenever it comes to election season. So why not do something that can sensitize? Just, we're trying to change mindsets. And we know we're not going to do it overnight.
Yeah.
I don't think that we'll do Midnight Van. Someone will watch and tomorrow is like, oh, I'm so woke. I'm not doing none of this nonsense anymore. But, you know, you start by cultivating the culture. Like, one person's mind gets changed. This person talks to another person, recommends this film to them. And soon enough, we'll change this, because we have a whole new bunch of voters out here, and they already have, they've already become so jaded by the electoral period, and they've never voted. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's an amazing thing, because we have this famous saying that says, the problem with human beings when it comes to history, they don't at all do what with it?
They don't.
Finish it, my guy.
I don't know.
Tell
don't
us.
Learn from it.
They don't learn
it's
from it.
It's a cycle that you're talking about. Just, we don't learn from it anyway.
We do not. Yes. Right.
Yeah. True.
Super.
So we're going to go into the businesses when you come back. Please, please, please ask Nick Neda all the questions you want to ask him. His creative process, where this movie is going to be, where this short film is going to be screened, how it came about, has it been shot yet? Ask him all the questions.
Yeah,
you want.
Also ask him about the writer's block. When did you wake up at midnight and say, I don't want this?
Ask him, Akonamutu, ask him questions.
Yes, please.
At the Jam 94, the hashtag is driveout, of course. WhatsApp at 0701-984-984.
Thank you, Martin. Capital FM. You know, the one thing that I'm really, really excited when I hear a song like this is that I can see Nick Ndeda, yeah, just saying, yeah, that is music. Martin Karaoke just saying that is, because this is the music we grew up listening to. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's clean. Yeah? Yes.
It's good music.
It's good music.
And I think all music is good music. I think all art is fantastic art, no matter what time it has come from. As long as you learn to be open-minded, and you'll appreciate all form of art.
All right.
There's always good music coming out. And this is 98.4 Capital FM, your mix of perfect art and music.
Love that.
Yeah, love that.
Perfect.
And that's what we're talking. We're talking to an artist, an innovator. Oof. In fact, June is looking for young, you know. Are you still young?
am I though? Like, I'm past 35, so.
So you're gone. So you're not in that.
I'm no longer the youth.
Yeah, Paul Eban.
Okay,
so
Nick,
sad.
That show we first did with you at the Phoenix Theatre, what was it called and what year was that?
All Girls Together.
All Girls Together.
We did it in July of 2005.
Jesus Christ.
2 months before I joined university.
Wow,
I remember. I was so nervous.
Because,
you know, that was my second play.
Yeah.
That was my second play at Phoenix Players, and that was my third play ever. So, and you guys were superstars. Lona Irungu, rest in peace. Mimi Washera was there. There was Kaz. There was you. There was Quentin.
Makbul. Yeah, we were.
And
we were many.
I was so nervous. I think
you nailed it.
Show.
You nailed it, man. Oh, you nailed it very well. Good job.
2005. Self-critique. So from 2005 to now, you've been on it, and now you have a short film called Midnight Van.
Yes.
Where can we watch this? Is it out yet? Or
so the thing with Midnight Van, we're doing right now is we're trying to crowdfund. We're trying to get funding to shoot this.
Oh,
we
nice.
Want to do it and want to do it right because there's so many things about it that's super important.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the message, we really want to have this movie go out all over the country.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we want to distribute it to all the counties. We want to translate it into 9 different languages.
Cool.
So that, yeah, because not everyone gets English, not everyone gets Kiswahili. You know, if you speak Kikuyu, if you speak Luo, we'll be able to dub it into those languages, have them out there, because we just feel, my partner Nice and I, we just feel like this story is it's so pivotal for people to understand it now. Because we believe that the change that it's going to implement, it's going to be a long-term one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that the next election season that's going to come around, there will be a different, there'll be a shift in mindset.
Yeah. There will be.
You know, because we even, how we made this situation something that everyone can understand is, so here's like the basic plot of this thing, okay? It's set in, there's elections have already happened, and then there's post-election violence happening, okay?
Mm.
So this is what, 19 floors up, right?
Yeah.
So the two of you are the only people in Lonro House.
Yes.
Everyone has left. Everyone has fled for safety. The city is burning as you speak.
Yeah.
And you guys are trapped here. So in this situation, you have to first figure out how are you going to get home?
Yeah.
How are you going to get to safety? And then now they start questioning each other and like the job that they do. They're here. You guys are here talking to the people, telling them, do not panic. Calm down. Everything is all right. But then who's coming to save you guys? You
that
know?
That is an amazing concept. I think, what's the name of this actor? I think I saw something like that, but on another level.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this storm that was coming in through the city and they were trapped inside this building.
Uh-huh.
And the questions start.
Exactly.
It just takes you on a mind something else.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I like that. So, it's a thriller.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a thriller.
It's definitely got lots of thrills in
so
it.
How, I love that.
How do we get involved in this crowdfunding? How do we do this?
So we have two avenues that we're using. There is airfunding.net that you can find on my Instagram at Nick Ndeda.
Yeah.
We also do have a pay bill number which you can donate to. The number is 891-300.
Yeah.
Then the account is 54071. So far, guys have been changing some cash. It's looking good. The more the merrier.
So we give what we can?
Give what you can. Because also, I feel like this is something we can own.
Yeah.
Like, we want all Kenyans to own it. Because this is about us. This movie, by the way, is not about politics.
Yeah.
It's not about politicians.
Nice.
It is about Kenyans. Us and how we react to information when it comes to the media about politics.
Your humanity, basically.
About humanity, exactly. Yeah. It's about the human conscience, really. Yeah. That's what we're doing with this film.
Fantastic. Love it. Once again, the pay bill number is
891-300 and the account is 54071.
Midnight Van, we are going to, you know, let's help create this amazing, yes, amazing please. Short film, and let's make sure it's short, and let's make sure the message is carried through before the elections. I understand you wanted it out by June.
We want to have it out by June, July, before the elections. Before the maybe elections. A month before the elections. Okay. That should be enough time for us to travel all around Kenya and have as many people watch it. By the way, they're going to be watching it for free. We're not charging for this film.
Nice.
Yeah. Whatever place in the country where you are at, we'll find a hall. We will screen it. You guys just come through, watch it, soak up the message, and go home and think.
So your advance ticket is basically you are going to be a producer of the movie by funding for it. That's basically it.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Like for the producers, like you all list all the
every
people,
single person.
Yeah, I
don't see why not. I don't see why not. We've been taking down the names so far. Yeah.
Okay. I hope all the embassies are watching, listening to this one, because you know when it comes to election time, all these foreign embassies are very concerned about the situation that can actually happen in this country.
Yeah.
And I pray that they're listening and they will come and rally around you and give you all the support that you need. Because this is an African story, not only Kenya.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
Post-election violence. Yeah. When you hear, oh, this country is going for elections, you're like, the guy stands up and says, already you're rigging. And
thank you.
Started
thank you for mentioning it's an African story. I was
yes,
going to say the governments,
thank
the government
Martin.
Bodies,
yes.
The AU.
Thank you.
Understand
those are the ones.
The East African community.
Yes.
You've got the government itself. You've got also our election, what are they called? Our guys of elections. Last time I left them, they were called EC. Now they're called what? our guys of Nini.
Yeah.
Accounting. The guys of counting the votes. You guys will know
exactly.
What I'm talking about. But yes. Yeah, we're going to be back. We're going to be asking Nick Denda a very, very, because I've seen someone here spelled his name Nick Denda.
Zander.
Yeah, pet peeves of one Mr. Denda and his five things he'd allocate the most money to.
Yes.
In his budget, if he was Ukur Yatani today, if he was given that position, what would he allocate the most money to? This is The Jam, 98.4 Capital FM. Remember, guys, that question is online at The Jam 94. The hashtag is DriveOut. Of course, you can also find us, Budget KE 2022. It's live on 98.4 on capitalfm.co.ke.
Absolutely.
This story of just speaking about the dial all the time.
No way. 26 minutes to 5 o'clock.
My eyes are rare, perfume is the sweet sensation. Capital FM.
Hapana cheka wakati wa kazi wewe. Shituka. So soon. Shituka diva the first lady. Ya kazi weni mfani unafa kupigia chachin ah inaka haujali busy shaenda umebebewa mali ukiwa na arifa na chuki ni business mess so sharpen your skills cause some business skill na wamada mindo niko behind this bar tafufa profit jipangi I'm the business deal nipe be straight siko na kona mafiki zolo sura kazi kaya boss hey sitaki kasoro too hot to handle kama chuma ya moto kini nywe juu pesa ndo lotion yes na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi into business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi into business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi into business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi into business stress ni ile siku umepatikana na mtoto wa shule kijana umejiletea shida ya bure utanyoroshwa mwili ufinywe sehemu za siri usiletee mali ya serikali kiherehere Hii ni sura ya kazi ni kishika kalamu na karatasi jua niko kazi napata manga mavazi na pia makazi mara kwa vivu hawakuli jumi ndo mzazi hii ni business face kamlu ya najaki kunja sembe time is money na yangu ni matao tao ni masaa ya kazi ni kikulenga si madharau yes naponga juu ya business face sura ya kazi na ito business face oh naponga juu ya business face sura ya kazi na ito business face oh naponga juu ya business face sura ya kazi to business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi to business stress let's talk money let's talk money let's talk money usijali hiyo ni business stress Scott Johnson mwa kazi ni na sura ya kazi number 1 kwa chat hiyo ni kura ya kazi niko biz we biz unahudhuria mapati mimi napata mapato kuzurura sanga si wale ni chorea na mimi nikabai posa hii niko top kwa game wako bila comment tupate mkwanja kwanza happy ni baada ya kazi mimi ni will brother how are we wafanyi kazi yes na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi to business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi to business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi to business stress oh na bonga juu ya business stress sura ya kazi to business stress
First time I checked out this video and I saw Sosun. By the way, I just like
Sosun.
Her. She's her energy, yeah? And though she's rapping.
She fire.
Yeah, she's fire. She this fire. Song calls her Surya Kazi.
Mm. Oh, that's the name of the artist.
No, she's called Sosun.
Who's Sosun?
She's called Sosun. She's a Kenyan artist.
Oh.
Yeah, the song Surya Kazi.
This is the song.
That's the song. Mm. Ah. Lovely. You see, Nick even knows where we go.
That song Chamoka Sosun. Wow. Wow.
Okay, Martin Karaoke.
Bad jokes are made of this. Guys, I don't know if you guys caught the ringer yesterday. JSO himself.
Oh, that was
John C.B. Okumu.
Yeah.
And he was here with a young man. Very, very, very important young man who Charles Kiari calls dad. Charles, who was the young man? You're the one who was here. You saw him. Who was the young man who was here?
He was the former...
Chief Justice.
Chief Justice. I was going to say Attorney General. Chief Justice. Great guy. Great. Just his persona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just a good guy.
His name is Willy Mutunga. And Charles is looking for his
name. Yeah, looking for Willy. He looked at me and says, yeah, I think I know. This man has been in the industry for too many years.
So, a guy who has been in the industry from the 70s says you have been in the industry for too many years.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. But the thing about, and this show is, it's every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, John C.B. Okumu and Sir William Mutunga had what we call an old school boxing match.
Amazing.
It was a beautiful thing to listen to.
to learn about the constitution of Kenya, of course, yeah. Learn in a very, very, let me call it basic way for myself. Also to know what will prevent a few things that could happen during election time.
Yes.
And it was well put out, well articulated. It was a fun listen as well. Lots of intelligence, cool. But not talking to, not lecturing, but
exactly.
It was beautifully done.
The intelligence, Martin, which actually said off air, is something that we don't hear anymore on radio, even see it on TV.
Yeah.
I can sit down with Nick and say, Nick, let's talk about this intelligence. What do you see this going?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of lazima nikutukane ndio kuwe famous.
Right?
You know, it's just useless.
I love that.
Famous.
That came from my boys in Nini, Apo Mada. But tune in to the Ringer, guys. John C. Biokumu back on air every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30. Tune in. It's a fantastic one. We'll be posting the show. It's already on our SoundCloud page, also on the Capital FM app. Get that, it's important. A lot of mixes. There's intelligence and fun. And dancing all over. Capital FM is the best mix of everything.
The best part about it also is when they're having this discourse, when they were having the discourse.
That word by itself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, if you like intelligent things, you know, you sit and enjoy. It's like listening to Bach or a classical song, you know. It's just not noise. It's the pauses in between also. Just wonderful.
It's you supporting a certain movie. I'll call it a movie now because I know it's coming out.
Absolutely, yes.
You there at home supporting Midnight Fun.
Oh, yes.
Becoming Nick a producer Ndeda. Of this amazing, amazing short film that Nick Ndeda has written. He's here with us right now. And we want him to tell us, how could we support, once again, how do we support you?
Yes, please.
We've got this paybill number. The number is 891-300.
Mm.
The account number is 54071. Whatever amount you can changa, we accept it. We appreciate it because it all goes into making this movie happen. And by the way, do you know that this movie, a really cool thing about it, everyone, apart from me, is female. It's an all-female cast and crew.
Wow.
I am the only dude in this thing, and it's by default because I wrote a guy in it. If it were possible, we would have removed the guy and it would have just been a woman, because women are doing such amazing stuff in film in Kenya.
Absolutely.
Especially the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah,
so
true.
We've been rounding up. We've got a great director, Coach. Coach Caroline
Odongo.
Yes.
Caroline
Odongo. She was like, I am down to direct this.
She's an amazing director.
She's brilliant.
Yeah. She's brilliant, yeah.
So fantastic. Wow. Mm-hmm. Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for passing by, Nick.
Thank you so much for having me.
But before you leave, tell us again, where can we find you on the social medias and
On Instagram, on Twitter, it's the same, @ Nick Ndeda.
Yes.
N-D-E-D-A.
Denda.
Not Ndenda.
Denda. Not Denda.
Yeah.
Not Ndenda.
Yeah.
You need to stop. Ndeda. Ndeda. Come on.
It's Ndeda.
Ndeda. It's so easy.
All right, higher. Now, straight away to our topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
The five things.
Uh-huh.
You are Nick Ndeda, the CS Treasury today. You have come with your box, suitcase, and it's not flashy. 70 policemen running next to you. Waziri, walk in, take the photo, you walk to the parliament. The five things you'd allocate the most money to.
Yes, in a very particular order from 5 to 1.
Yes.
So five.
Did you just do Remy?
I was trying to put them in the category. Let's see. We have. I would first of all invest a bunch of money into having any other entity that can provide electricity other than Kenya Power.
First thing.
Like you guys. Why? Because you're the only one. I feel like Kenya Power is that cheap. It's just like, come on. So, Kenya Power, we do some money up for a rival.
Yeah.
Definitely, and this one is just a must. Like roads in the rural areas.
Yeah.
And by rural area, I'm even talking about you people of Ruaka. You are Rongai. You are Roysambu. At least Roysambu Nadi is a bit better. Like
Roysambu is good, brother.
It's good. Kasarani, you can do something.
Yeah, but...
Actually put money to build actual stadium. Don't just say that you'll do it. don't just say, actually do it, you know? Yep. Because there's so much, sports is so important and a lot of people can benefit from it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I cannot leave out art infrastructure. I'm talking galleries for painters, theater halls for actors, for musicians. You know, more recreational centers for that, because that's super important. But I think the most important for me, the number one, would be I would allocate money to rebuild Sanford Fries. because ladies and gentlemen, Sanford Fries were the best. The best. Any Kenyan over the age of 25 will tell you right now. We cried. I cried the day it burnt.
We all did.
I was sent WhatsApp messages. My mother was like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you so much, Nick, for passing by, guys.
God bless my crew.
Please, please go on and support him. Mm-hmm. Follow him. All that information is going to be on. We're going to be posting it as well at the Jam 94. We're posting it there. Please let us know your five. Also, let us know your five. I've seen Mwalimu Reo who has checked in.
Yeah.
He's asked me another question. I started panicking. Mm-hmm. Like a teacher, wewe. You didn't put education there. I
was like, oh. Different, yeah. It's a different, yeah.
But I'll let you know mine as well. I'm also with Nick on the Sanford thing.
Kabisa.
And River Road must be turned into a theater. By then, there's so much information down there and intelligence on that road.
There's lots of actors
and actors on that street and music. Money. Give River Road money. That the movies are many there. We are going down to River Road right now.
Leave the camera copies.
Wow.
All right, back to the music. This is the Jam. Yeah, Charles Kiarie.
Man Karaoke.
Nick Ndenda.
And Wavi.
Wavi.
It's 7 minutes.
And of course, we are going to be looking for the other Nick Ndenda, wherever he is. Whoever that person is, please show up. You can talk to us. Who is Nick Ndenda?
Who is this Nick
Ndenda? How can you read a whole article and claim this is Nick Ndenda's words? He has written a movie called Midnight Fun.
time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
An artist that I like listening to and really enjoying her music, that's Ed Sheeran with the song Bad Habits. No, his music. I said the music. I didn't say her.
You said her.
No. The music.
Charles, you're recording the show. No. I can prove it.
Are you sure?
You said her.
No, I didn't say her. No,
he Angela. Just called Angela. Ed Sheeran. Because of his name, Sheeran.
No, I said Ed Sheeran. I listened to his music.
Because the name says Sheeran, you said her.
No, I didn't, Martin. No, kunisikia.
Ed Sheeran. Anyway, guys, listen.
You're a hair splitter.
First of all, let me talk to Samsung because I have a Samsung.
Oh.
And I really want to upgrade.
Yeah.
And I understand that there's a way we can upgrade. And you can get a brand new Samsung Galaxy S22 that has more powerful processor, a better camera, and great features. And I understand that this is all about Farid and Davina actually are going to, you know, be talking about it through the breakfast show. And also, there's something that's happening, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about
Kenya Airways.
Kenya Airways have decided, 15% off over Easter.
It's amazing.
Quite a good idea, actually. Yeah. Means you can actually move out of your house and go to a place that's a bit cooler
or hotter. Or just a place where you can actually see.
Or you can cool off in the water.
Maybe you are in a concrete jungle. And I'm not saying Kileleshwa. and you've not seen trees in a while.
This one is about.
Kileleshwa has become a Mogoda. You know,
Mogoda, my guy.
It is under construction right now.
A lot of construction. There's a lot of noise. You can't even have a peaceful night.
It's a concrete jungle.
First things first. It's the hot nights. Move to a place where you can actually go swim in the evening. Perhaps. Or just hike a mountain.
Yeah. Kenya Airways can take you there. 15% off. Get it right now. Tune in to Captain in the Morning. They have all the details. Yeah.
Yes.
Right now, we're going to go into the news. We're going to find out what's happening with the budget. Then when we come back, Solo is actually he's going to present his budget.
No, I presented my budget, but there are a few more things we can
what
add
did you
in
present?
There.
No, what I'm saying is we need you. Listen, we'll even get.
Findings.
Yeah, we'll get you a suitcase or a box. Actually, you know what? We should get the box.
I have my lunch box from when I was in Canada.
That's a good one. Yeah. Get your lunch box.
Yeah.
I'll bring my metal box from boarding. it had chopper that thing butterfly.
It and had then Frankenstein on the photo.
Okay, let's go into the news.
I'll come with my desk from school. Capital